Number 13. El Marino was originally a public elementary school in Culver City, Los Angeles. It closed because of declining enrollment and was opened again as a language school in 1994. Since then, it has become very famous for its unique bilingual education called the Immersion Program. El Marino was the first school in the U.S. to adopt this program. The purpose of the Immersion Program is to produce bilingual children, that is, to enable students to master various subjects such as math and science, not only in English, but also in a foreign language called the target language. Immersion means devoting oneself to something. Teachers use the target language during lower grade classes and expose the students to the language as much as possible. Some bilingual teachers speak English in the morning classes and switch to the other language in the afternoon classes. Lower grade children are very flexible in their way of thinking and quick to adapt themselves to a new language. Therefore, the lower grades are ideal periods for acquiring a foreign language. At El Marino, students and their parents are asked to choose Spanish or Japanese as the target language when the students enter the kindergarten attached to the elementary school. Once the target language is decided, students enter either the Spanish Immersion Program, SIP, or the Japanese Immersion Program, JIP. In both programs, students in the lower grades will be taught mainly in the target language. Most instruction will be given in Spanish for SIP students or in Japanese for JIP students. In the higher grades, students will be taught more in English than in the target language. By the time students graduate from El Marino's elementary school, they will have met academic standards in English as well as in the target language. They will have no problem using English when they go on to a junior high school. In order to carry out a bilingual curriculum, the teachers of El Marino Language School need to do a lot of preparation for their classes. Many of the teaching materials for the target language are made by the teachers themselves. The amount of homework given to El Marino students is so large that helping their children can become a great burden for parents. Yet the academic level of El Marino students is much higher than that of students in other schools in the U.S. This is shown by the fact that for the school year 2000 to 2001, the school won the National Blue Ribbon School Award, the highest award that a U.S. school can get. Now, El Marino Language School is very popular among children and their parents. Some parents even moved to the Culver City district in order to enroll their children in El Marino.